From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Within the next couple of weeks, California will likely have a groundbreaking new health care law. Governor Gray Davis is expected to sign a bill requiring businesses to pay for health benefits for employees. An estimated 1 million working Californians would receive health insurance. That's about one-sixth of the state's uninsured. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the businesses and the people that could be affected.
Nobody has to tell Dr. Daniel Higgins about the tragedies of being without health insurance. He sees them every day as director of the emergency room at St. Francis Medical Center in downtown Los Angeles.
A case I had a few weeks ago was a 41-year-old that the paramedics were called out to her home, and she had bleeding in the brain. She had a bad stroke because her blood pressure was so high. Her blood pressure was untreated. It became very high and burst a blood vessel in her brain, and she went into a coma. She was in that bed right over there. I remember bed 13.
The patient was put on medication and life support, but it was too late. 1 week later, she died. Needlessly, says Higgins, for lack of just a few simple things.
She lacked access to primary care. She lacked a doctor-patient relationship. And she lacked a dollar a day to spend on the right blood pressure medicine to keep her blood pressure down, to keep this from happening.
Even though she worked, her employer did not provide health insurance, and she couldn't afford to pay for medical care on her own, Dr. Higgins.
This is just a little story of what we see all the time. The Institute of Medicine, a national organization, came out with a study that showed that every year, because of lack of health insurance, 18,000 Americans die. They die a premature death because they don't have the simple access to care. People are dying.
The legislation could help as many as 1.3 million uninsured Californians who are working but have no health insurance. But other Californians could be helped as well. Like many states, many of California's emergency rooms are overcrowded. As a result, they don't have a regular doctor, and when they get sick and worried, often their only option is the local ER. And when an ER has a lot of patients whose problems could be treated by simple primary care, it means longer waits for true emergencies. Already on a quiet Wednesday afternoon, the ER at St. Francis is full.
We expand to 40 beds with our corridors and hallways and chairs. On a Friday, Saturday night, we'll have 40-plus patients crowded in here and another 10, 15, 20 waiting for care in the emergency department, a waiting room.
If the bill becomes law, the number of uninsured patients in ERs should decrease. That would help St. Francis. Every year, the hospital spends millions on charity care. The money that would help would come from employers. Most large employers already provide benefits, but those with 200 or more employees would also have to pay for spouses and dependents. And companies with 50 or more employees would have to provide health benefits to employees working more than 100 hours a month. Economist Joanne Spetz with the University of California, San Francisco, says such a law could set the stage for requiring or mandating more companies to provide more benefits in the future.
This legislation is going to create a system by which employers are going to be expected to provide insurance. If they don't, they have to pay a tax into an employment insurance pool. And so this is going to create a set of administrative and bureaucratic processes that once the system is in place, it would be relatively easy to expand the system to other firms or to employees who are working less than 100 hours a month or in whatever other ways you might want to try to expand the mandate.
The mandate could be applied to companies with less than 50 employees, but whether that happens, says Spetz, depends on whether the proposed law is deemed successful. There are two sides to success. One is whether it actually puts a dent in the number of California's uninsured. The other is how it affects business. Both are complicated. The mandate could be applied to employers with 20 to 50 employees, but only if the state legislature passes a tax credit. Unlikely, says Spetz.
Now, given California's fiscal situation, which we all know is pretty dire, I don't know what the odds are of us seeing that kind of a tax credit. I imagine that politically they had to put that in as a hedge to try to keep the smallish, mid-sized businesses from suffering too badly under this kind of a mandate.
As it is, Spetz says many employers already view California's high tax rates as unfriendly. A new financial burden, she says, could drive businesses away or grind expansion to a halt. Take the case of Gus Anon. Anon owns 5 Hungry Howie's Pizza and Sub franchises in Central California. Anon was planning to open 2 new stores until he heard about the legislation, which would require employers like himself to provide benefits.
I have 65 employees at $2,000 minimum per employee. I'll have to come up with $130,000 per year more. Now, with the type of business I am in, that means I need to raise and sell revenue and about $1.3 to $1.5 million a year.
That means selling about 130,000 more pizzas every year. Nearly impossible, says Anon. Bottom line, the law would likely leave him on the verge of closure.
If there is any politician out there that is listening to this and can come up with a magic formula to show me how am I supposed to come up with this money, I would love to sit down with him and show me.
Anon says the bill would eliminate mid-sized businesses like his. The California Chamber of Commerce agrees and plans to challenge the law if it is signed by the governor. But if the proposal does indeed become law, it's not a given that it would reduce the number of uninsured. Economist Spetz says there are loopholes.
The mandate applies to workers who work 100 hours or more a month. So why wouldn't a firm just hire people at 99 hours a month and never let people hit 100 hours a month, at which point they would be required to give benefits? If a company doesn't want to provide the benefits under these rules and under this legislation, they can come up with ways to avoid giving the benefits.
Spetz says there could be scenarios where some people will really benefit from getting health benefits and some will end up out of a job. Governor Gray Davis has until early October to sign or veto the legislation. Patricia Namond, NPR News, Los Angeles.